Good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: Constitutional Court grants citizenship to children of refugees born in Zambia. PEP unveils Chanda Katotowe as a presidential candidate. And in international news, Russian fighters confirm withdrawal from northern Mali city after separatist attacks.
The Hot FM News with Mwansa Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. The Constitutional Court has ruled that children born in Zambia to refugee parents are entitled to Zambian citizenship. This follows a judgment delivered today by a panel of seven judges which struck down the definition of ordinarily resident in Section 2 of the Citizenship of Zambia Act No. 33 of 2016 for being inconsistent with the Constitution. In this matter, the Zambia Civil Liberties Union, through its executive director, Isaac Mwanza, petitioned the Constitutional Court to clarify whether certain refugees and their children born in Zambia can acquire citizenship through registration. In the petition, ZCLU sought an interpretation of Articles 37, 42B and 266 of the Constitution of Zambia, read together with Sections 20, 1C and 49 of the Refugees Act No. 1 of 2017. The petitioner also argued that Section 2 of the Citizenship of Zambia Act, which defines ordinarily resident, contravenes Article 79 and is inconsistent with Article 266 of the Constitution. Delivering judgment on behalf of the panel, Judge Martin Musaluke declared that the definition of ordinarily resident in Section 2 of the Act is unconstitutional. He said the provision is inconsistent with the Constitution to the extent that it requires a person to hold a residence permit issued under the Immigration and Deportation Act. The court therefore ruled that this part of the law is invalid to the extent of that inconsistency. Meanwhile, the court dismissed the petitioner's claim, alleging that Parliament failed to follow the constitutional amendment procedure under Article 79. The court further ordered that each party should bear its own cost. The opposition Patriot for Economic Progress has officially unveiled Lwapula constituency member of Parliament, Chanda Katotowe, as its presidential candidate for the August general election. Speaking during the unveiling ceremony, PEP President Sean Jembo has expressed confidence in the party's prospects, stating that the adoption of Mr. Katotowe has significantly boosted their chances of forming government. Mr. Jembo said while the party had previously been uncertain about its chances of winning the presidency, the selection of Mr. Katotowe has given them renewed confidence of victory in the general election.
As Sean Jembo and my party officials who have been running with this Patriot for Economic Progress for the past 8 years, I know that we stood a second chance of winning, but the introduction of a new presidential candidate from outside the party now guarantees that we shall win this year's election.
Meanwhile, PEP presidential candidate Chanda Katotowe has accepted the nomination and pledged to prioritize national development if elected into office.
Today, I stand before you deeply humbled and profoundly honored and fully aware of the weight of this moment. Allow me to first recognize and extol President Sean Jembo, a man of exceptional intellect, remarkable courage, a perfect combination of a sharp mind, a brilliant thinker, a leader with the humility to offer his own position.
Vice President Mkale Nalumango has commended the Zambia Union for Teacher Empowerment for launching the Teacher Business and Investment Forum, which aims to train over 10,000 teachers within 5 years and establish more than 2,000 business enterprises. Speaking during the launch of the forum, Mrs. Nalumango, who was represented by Education Minister Douglas Sekalima, said government has created a conducive environment for such initiatives to thrive and contribute meaningfully to Zambia's economy. The Vice President said the initiative has come at the right time, emphasizing that teachers should be at the center of the country's economic development.
I commend the Zambia Union for Peace and Empowerment, working in collaboration with Educators Cooperative Society Limited, for conceptualizing the forward-thinking initiative. It demonstrates visionary leadership and a deep understanding that economic empowerment is central to teacher dignity, resiliency, and productivity. As government under the new Dawn administration led by His Excellency President Hakainde Hichilema, we remain firmly committed to inclusive economic transformation. We have consistently emphasized that development must not only be visible in national statistics, but also felt in households and communities across Zambia.
And Zute Executive President Gracia Simtale said the forum is designed to empower teachers through financial literacy, entrepreneurship, and sustainable investment opportunities.
We gather here under a theme, empowering educators, empowering the nation. This is not a merely a slogan. It is a conviction. It is a vision. It is a declaration that the economic well-being of teachers is inseparable from the progress of our country. For many years, teachers have faithfully executed their mandate on shaping Zambia's future. Yet, while building the nation, many educators have struggled silently under financial pressure.
Meanwhile, Federation of Free Trade Unions of Zambia Secretary General Nelson Mwale has called for the protection of teachers, stressing the need to promote discipline among learners across the country. The Zambia National Service says ongoing sewer rehabilitation works at the University of Zambia have reached between 25% and 30% completion. Speaking during a tour of the project, ZNS Chief of the Land Development Branch, Brigadier General Jason Mukanda, said the damaged sewer system was restored to normal operations within the projected 10 days. Brigadier General Mukanda said ZNS is working diligently to meet the project's deadline, especially as students are expected to resume classes on 23rd May 2026.
We started the work as I reported in the latest bulletin. We are about 25% to 50%. We are privy to the situation that the students need to be in class in school by 10, some by 26. We are working throughout to ensure that we meet the directed target. No stars and men and our stakeholders, there's no weekend. Where life is concerned, where work we can do at night, we are redoing it.
And Defence Minister Ambrose Lofuma has expressed satisfaction for the progress of the works, noting that the sewer system failure was a disaster in waiting due to lack of maintenance.
These are major works. It's nothing small. Phase one, phase two, and then we go into phase four, phase three. Phase two, as it is, as I've seen 1.7 kilometers of blasting that has been done, and a total of 5 kilometers that will have to be done, and eventually phase three include also water. What happened was a calamity in waiting. Waiting in that since the University of Zambia opened, I think, sometime in 1966, these pipes were laid, obviously, and since then there has been no maintenance, no repairs, or maybe minor repairs here and there, but no maintenance.
Meanwhile, ZNS Commander Maliti Solochi said all public institutions should establish permanent maintenance systems to prevent similar challenges in future.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
The Energy Regulation Board has granted Lopula Oils Limited authority to operate a newly constructed service station in Chiengi District. ERB Public Relations Manager Namkolo Kasompa said the milestone marks the opening of Chiengi's first ever service station, underscoring the board's commitment to expanding energy access to rural and fuel deficit areas. Mrs. Kasompa has noted that, until now, residents have had to travel nearly 135 kilometers to Nchelenge to access fuel. She has explained that the new facility is a containerized refueling station built in strict compliance with the Zambian standards petroleum industry code of